Ark Raiders, a multiplayer extraction adventure game where most of humanity shelters underground. But raiders rise to the surface in search of something greater. In the Rust Belt, danger isn't the end of the story. It's the beginning of the adventure. Every journey above ground is a gamble against the relentless machines of Ark and rival raiders chasing the same dream. Explore a lethal yet vibrant world scarred by old conflicts and reclaimed by nature, where shifting conditions make every high-stakes run unpredictable. Ark Raiders. Available now on PlayStation 5, Xbox Series X, S, and PC. Rated T for Teen.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
We predict chaos.
Oh.
Chaos, because today is a special day.
Yeah, it is.
It's Veterans Day. Happy Veterans Day to all you folks that served our country. But it also changes people's schedules.
Yeah, it does.
There are folks that have the day off that aren't normally listening to our show at this time because they're on the job.
Mm-hmm.
There are folks that are working today that are normally here that won't be.
Oh, and we have the lucky ones.
We have discovered, Tommy,
yeah,
that when anything changes in the schedule of where they wind, mm-hmm, nothing but calamity happens.
Yeah. We're about to calam.
Will that happen today?
Yes, it will.
It's Tuesday. It's 9 o'clock. It's time for everyone's favorite break room game, Where They Whine. And if you are new to the show, here's how it works. Kimmy's got a post from the neighborhood apps around town.
Mm.
You folks have been sending them to her. We greatly appreciate it. She takes that post. She removes street names and town references to not give it right away.
Yeah.
But if you listen.
Listen.
There are enough clues left in this post where you will be able to figure out which town, village, or neighborhood in the city of Rochester it comes from. When you figure it out, you call the show at 252-WCMF, 252-9263, when we have an open phone line. If you guess correctly,
yeah,
you win nothing. You win nothing.
No mama son.
It is a game that wins nothing but makes everyone hate each other, yeah, by the time it's done. It's the worst thing to ever happen to mankind, and we'll never stop doing it.
I know.
All right. We have our callers lined up, waiting, ready to roll.
Yep.
Are you ready, Tommy?
Bone ready. Daddy ready.
Bone ready, Kimmy.
Bone daddy ready.
Kimmy, are you ready?
I think so.
Just press the buttons.
I was.
Press the buttons so we'll stop talking. Thank you.
Webster! Hilkin! Aranagoy! Where they whining?
So this one's a two-parter.
Ooh!
Because we got a Bill's post and then a response to Bill's post.
Okay.
Bill says, be sure to watch out for the cashiers at blank. I've been double scanned before, and I make sure I mention it to them every time I see them doing it. One time, a cashier gave me my change and then folded the bills as she gave them to me, which I thought was odd. So as I was leaving, I double-checked, and she shorted me $10. Just today, the cashier handed me my change in coins and said, is this enough? What? They can't count change? I counted it. And I counted it, told him he gave me too much. He looked at me for a couple of seconds and then took some back and gave me the correct amount. And another thing, I always see the workers who collect carts standing around talking to each other on their phones or eating and drinking. Sometimes they're even eating and drinking while they're collecting carts.
What?
Whatever happened to actually working? I honestly weep for the future. Cindy,
well, hold on. You know what this means?
What?
Nobody wants to work.
Oh, yeah, it's true.
Yeah, yeah. And the taxes.
Somebody will call. Cindy replied, yeah, it's not just blank. The cashiers at blank are just as bad. The cashiers at blank are just as bad, if not worst.
Worst?
Worst.
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 How do you not know how to count money? They're spending more time on their phones than actually working. Saw them filming TikToks while stocking shelves. It was busy and they were in everyone's way. These kids don't know what hard work looks like. I too weep for the future, Bill.
Weep for the future.
All right. And that's weird because like all of the grocery store stories I've heard about back in the day are nothing but shining examples
yes.
of professionalism.
We went to work.
Okay. The phone number is 252-WCMF, 252-9263. Mm. What do you hear?
Well, some big tells.
Oh.
Another one, dude pays with cash.
Okay.
All the time.
Okay.
Like, he's got multiple stories of him paying with cash. Mm-hmm. So this is an old fuzzuck.
Okay.
So where does Cash Fuzzuck live?
Where?
Because that would be his rap name, Cash Fuzzuck. Or he could run the FBI as Cash Fuzzuck.
Where are you thinking?
So where's this Krusty hide
now?
I'm
asking you.
He's a West Side Krusty.
Oh, is he?
Oh, he's deep in the crevice of Krusty, buddy.
The Krusty crevice?
I am. You know what? I never take this because I like to leave it on the table.
Uh-huh.
I'm grabbing it today.
What are you doing?
I'm taking grease.
Oh, you go flex?
Because you always take the big. You always take the biggest card on the table.
Oh, you go do that?
Shut up.
So Krusty Fuzzuck lives off a Long Pond Road.
Okay. You're right that it's West Side.
Oh, but, it's so West Side.
But it's not Greece. And I know exactly where these people are.
Wait, you know exactly?
I know exactly.
Well, let's stop playing.
I can think of the exact.
We got Zachary over here.
I can think of the exact grocery store
Damn.
That they are talking about. Because here's the problem with Greece. Greece is too big to have small mom and pop grocery stores.
They got mom and pop.
Name one.
Well, I don't live over there.
So then how do you know? Name one. Tell me where they are.
I don't know. Those goddamn bakeries you go to.
No, that's not a mom and pop grocery store. They're stocking shelves in the bakery. Of the bakery.
Yeah, they put the bread
all
on the
teams that they need to stock the bakery.
They put all the things.
Okay. I know exactly the store they are referring to. And this is a town that has an older population and a town that has no problem paying cash because all you Italians still have all your cash in your mattresses.
Mm-hmm.
They whining in Gates.
You take your hometown.
Bro, you.
Hometown boy goes home and does bad.
I know exactly the grocery store.
Oh, I know the exact.
Man. Name me one independent grocery store in Greece.
I don't hang out over
there.
So
then why would you guess? Why would
they got them.
Does this sound like Wegmans?
No.
Does this sound like Tops?
No.
Okay. So what's that leave?
I got some other discounters around.
Got some other discounters around. Yeah.
He didn't say mom and pop, by the way.
No, I know exactly what he's referring to. Exactly. And I don't even know why anyone else is on hold right now because the game is over. They whine in Gates. All right. The phone number is 252-WCMF, 252-9263. Do we have a winner from last week, Kimmy?
Oh, yes. I believe Caleb was the winner last week.
All right. So Caleb will be picking last from Ben's dark, smelly hole. There is one rule to this game and one rule only.
What's that?
You get one pick. You pick one town.
One pick.
All right. If you are sitting on hold and somebody says your pick, you got two options. You can hang up the phone, try again next week. We will not be mad. Or you pick another town. If we pick up the phone and you say, well, I was going to say, but then I went, you have been disqualified. And as every week, the commissioner has a final say. All right. We're going to end with Ben's hole. Let's start with Ben's mouth, which is also another gross ass hole. And where are they whining, buddy?
I am going to go with Fairport because I think this is an older cat that operates with money. And they're complaining about people that work in Wegmans. And the other lady is complaining about people that work in the Target.
In Fairport?
Yeah.
Did you say Target?
You said Target. Is there a Target near Fairport?
Yeah, there's a Target in Fairport. It's on 250.
I never look at that as Fairport.
It's not, I don't think Ben knows what towns are.
I always think that's all like Harrington.
Yeah, I know what towns are. I used to go there all the time.
Nah, I don't think you know what towns are, Ben. I don't think you know what towns are.
To be honest, I don't know enough about where Fairport starts and stops.
It's just that Main Street. That's all that Fairport is.
Yeah. Hey, the game is called Where They Whining, not Where the Whining. Look, you get what I'm saying?
No, I think you don't know
towns. They're whining in Fairport.
Okay, gotcha, Ben. Thanks for the call. This is not Wegmans. There's no way this is Wegmans. No. There's no way this is Tops. This is not a corporate grocery store. I'm telling you, it's impossible.
Right, they're not putting up with that slack ass.
There you go. And by the way, people are also getting very angry about other things.
Like what?
But Danny writes, that Target is at Penfield. Stupid Ben. Shyly. Seriously, not sure what's up with this generation. Had to get blood drawn. The girl asked me what time it was. The clock was right there. She could not read an analog clock. Oh, my God. P.S. Just call me Shelly. How about you put that first? Why would the kid... Why she shouldn't have to know how to read an analog clock.
Be worried about the needle going into your arm.
252-WCMF, 252-9263. Let's talk to Barber. Barber, where are they whining, buddy?
Are you... I want to say it's Chai, Why You Lie.
Why Chai Lie?
Same reason you guys say it's a West Side vibe, people who don't know their math, you know, like you.
We don't. I mean,
well, no, I mean,
we
I
always
know
ask
math.
People
no,
to help
I know,
us do math.
I know. Oh, math.
When cash meets,
math.
So when cash,
said math.
You can't even hear either.
When cash meets
math.
Dumb is what he's saying.
Okay, cash, wait, it's
meets dumb.
Cash meets
Barbara,
dumb?
Did you say math or maps?
Math.
Math. That didn't help. Doesn't matter. None of this matters. None of this matters. No, Chai Lai is not a cash town, bro. Chai Lai is not a cash town. The cash ends at the Gates line up until Chai Lai. It's true.
Yeah, but you got the food town and you got the Big M over there and the Price Right and all that.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, you didn't factor in those, buddy.
He named two of those places he named are in Gates.
Are they really?
Yeah, yes, the person had to drive from Chai Lai to get there.
Barber, terrible pick, buddy. Thanks for the call. Great talking to you. 252-WCMF, 252-9263. Let's talk to Chris. Chris, where are they whited?
Morning. I'm going to say Irondequoit.
Why Irondequoit?
Because there's still a lot of cash in Irondequoit.
Okay.
And there's a bunch of grocery stores, and then there's that one that's just over the bridge.
Let's not name specific grocery stores that are being insulted, Chris.
Okay, but there's one right over the bridge.
As he continues to do it. Okay, gotcha.
I'm not naming it, but
everyone's going to know what you're saying.
Out. Are you talking about Krusty Fazucks?
Yeah.
Chris, thanks for the call,
great
buddy.
Sports bar.
All right, I don't hate Irondequoit. I could
Well, if it's kind of the bill.
Okay, does that mean...
Old and crusty.
Does that mean we're all screwing up here? Because...
Who knows, man.
Well, look, we're not bunching because we have two East Side towns, but... Yeah. Gates, Grease, and Chai Lai all touch each other.
Yeah, they touching.
You know what I'm saying? Like, we're doing a human centipede of towns right now.
Right.
252-WCMF, 252-9263. Let's talk to Joe. Joe, where are they whining, buddy?
Spencerport.
Spencerport. Why Spencerport?
Because I like to party.
Where do people in Spencerport buy their groceries?
That's a good question.
No idea. Tops?
No, I'm serious. I'm trying to.
Wait, isn't there a Wegmans out that way?
No, I don't.
There's a Tops in Spencerport.
There is a Tops in Spencerport. Okay. Do you have somebody helping you in the background?
I know there's a Walmart in Brockport.
Okay. No, because I'm doing my close eyes image of the village of Spencerport.
Yeah.
And I can't think of a grocery store that's anywhere near
there. There's got to be one. Every town's got one.
It's over by the canal.
Oh, right, over by the canal. That's where everything is in Spencerport, Joe. Joe, thanks for the call. Is it underwater? You got to put on your scuba gear? 252-WCMF, 252-9263. Let's talk to Jeff. Jeff, where are they whining, buddy?
I'm going to go with Penfield.
Why Penfield?
Because I kind of agree with what Ben was saying, and I believe the Target he was talking about is in Penfield.
All right, so your first mistake was agreeing with what Ben was saying.
Yes.
This doesn't feel East Side, man. This does not feel like an East Side post.
It's got too much cash involved.
That's like the Wegmans I go to, so I see that stuff on a regular basis. That's why I'm going with it.
People paying with cash?
Paying with cash and just like kind of diddle-daddling out in the driveway.
Okay.
In the parking lot.
Okay. Jeff, thanks for the call, but they're not only diddling, they're also daddling.
I have a question, just in general.
Sure.
Who cares?
I'm with you.
Who cares if the kid that's like shagging carts is on his phone? Who cares? I don't care. If I go in there and there's a cart for me to use, I don't care how long it takes him to push that cart from the back of the parking lot back into the store.
Kimmy, here's what you're forgetting.
It doesn't affect my day.
No, here's what you're forgetting. Everybody that's over 30 worked the hardest they ever did at all times at their
teenage
job.
Everybody was pushing all the time.
Oh, it was unstoppable.
Just driving for that center.
252-WCMF, 252-9263. Let's talk to Armand. Armand, where are they whining, buddy?
Man, it's really a hard one. I'm stuck in between a rock and a hard place. But I'm going to go with goddamn.
Goddamn!
Yeah, that's a good one, though.
Thank you.
Damn. I'm going to go honeyoy.
Shut up. Honeyoy. Shut up.
I know. It was either that or the city. I'm thinking of this one spot where it's an independent grocery store. So.
Bro, man, you just disqualified yourself, you idiot.
Oh, my gosh.
What are you doing?
You talked yourself right into
it. Are you drunk?
He just rambles himself right out of the game.
He hated his first pick so much, he just decided to just blow it all up.
Okay.
He's out.
Armand, this is the worst call you've ever had on this show, ever.
I was going to say this, and then I was going to say that.
It's going. I'm getting worse and worse, man. I'm getting worse and worse.
Are you dying? Is everything okay?
I did just have nose surgery, so I am kind of dying.
Nose surgery? Oh, what happened?
What did your nose?
I rubbed my nose playing rugby.
Oh! Who saw that coming? Well, not you, because you got hit in the nose.
Yeah, now I'm out here brown nosing, so.
Armand, great call, buddy. Great call.
I made up for it, yes.
Bye, Armand. There goes broken nose Armand.
That pick's still on the table, everybody. Right.
Yeah, if anyone wants Honeyway. By the way, I know the grocery store he's referring to. That would never happen in the Honeyway Falls Mendon Meadows Marketplace. We're hearing from here.
That's right.
Yeah. 252-WCMF, 252-9263. Kimmy, can we get a reread for the people that are just joining
us?
Thank
you. Bill writes, be sure to watch out for the cashiers at blank. I've been double scanned before, and I make sure I mention it to them every time I see them doing it. One time, a cashier gave me my change and then folded the bills as she gave them to me, which I thought was odd. So as I was leaving, I double checked, and she shorted me $10. Just today, the cashier handed me my change in coins and said, is this enough? What? They can't count change? I counted it. Told him he gave me back too much money. He looked at it for a couple of seconds and then took some back and gave me the correct amount. And another thing, I always see the workers who collect carts standing around talking to each other on their phones or eating and drinking. Sometimes they're even eating and drinking while they're collecting carts. Whatever happened to actually working? I honestly weep for the future. Cindy replies, yeah, it's not just blank. The cashiers at blank are just as bad, if not worst. How do you not know how to count money? They're spending more time on their phones than actually working. Saw them filming TikToks while stocking shelves. It was busy, and they were in everyone's way. These kids don't know what hard work looks like. I, too, weep for the future, Bill.
252-WCMF. Tommy is in Greece. I am in Gates. Ben is out in Fairport. Barber is out in Chi Why You Lie. Chris is in Irondequoit, then proceeded to try and pinpoint the exact grocery store he was talking about. Joe is in Spencerport, even though we couldn't figure out where people in Spencerport buy groceries.
Yeah, where's that Wegmans?
They just starve. Yeah. That's what happens. Jeff is out in Penfield. Armand called up with Honeyway, then said he was going to pick the city, so he disqualified himself. 252-WCMF, what do you say we get a good-looking woman in here?
Yeah.
Yeah? Well, unfortunately, all we have is Christine. Christine, where are they whining?
But she's the winner, and you're not of the belt, so let's just get that right out of the way.
She's the winner, but you're not of the belt, ladies and gentlemen, Christine.
That's right. Christine is the winner. You're not. Let's catch up.
All right, let's just get this over with, for God's sakes.
Aw, what's the matter? Still feeling not well from your little sicky trip that you kind of made Tommy pay for? That's called karma. You picked on poor Tommy, and look who got sick.
Picked on Tommy because he didn't pay for an $800 bill he was supposed to pay for?
You invited the person to come.
Oh,
you should have paid
for it. Why are they whining, Christine?
It's all right, Chintzy. They're whining up and down the Jeff every single day. This is Henrietta.
Where in Henrietta would this person be shopping? It's all corporate grocery stores out there.
Not all these.
That's a corporate. It doesn't get more corporate than all these. They're not even from this. They're not even from this country.
Who said it's corporate? You're the one that says it's corporate. You're
Tommy,
the one
you would agree with
in
me.
Your head.
This person did. To be clear, they did not say mom.
Understood.
And pop.
Understood.
They didn't say corporate.
Understood.
They did not.
Understood.
But they kind of painted a picture of a mom and pop, and there is a mom and pop. But I would not. This would not happen.
Okay.
It's actually there's two if you think about it.
No, because you have a different idea of what a grocery store
is. There's mom and pop stores in Henrietta. Oh, there's like, you know, your little bundt cake place that the woman's only there like 3 hours
a
day.
That's also a corporate. That's also a corporate. Nothing bundt cakes. That the place
no,
is very corporate.
No, it's not corporate.
It's there's literally a nothing bundt cakes in every city in America. Like, it astonishes
so
me how wrong you are about everything all the time. But we got you for Henrietta. Great talking to you, Christine. Thanks for the call.
You're getting so mad.
No, but like she just continues to say wrong things. Like, it drives me nuts. Like, well, let me tell you something. Wrong. And then here's another thing. Wrong.
Yeah, but you bait her right up front.
I know.
Well, look, be more attractive, and I wouldn't say that up front. 252-WCMF, 252-9263. Let's rip through. By the way, Luke, great point. All these does not have cart collectors because of the quarter.
Oh, that's right.
Ah, thank you, Luke. Let's talk to Woody. Oh, where'd he go? Woody, where are they whining, buddy?
They're whining in Webster.
Why Webster?
Webster is the west side of the east side.
That's not true. Tommy said the west side of the east side is East Rochester.
Oh, that's too bad. Well, it's still Webster. There's mom and pop stores. Honestly, this is 2 weeks in a row. You picked some silly stuff. Gates and Spencerport last week, Duffy. I knew you failed. I know you went to summer school 5 times. I didn't know you went to homeschool 5 times to get there.
Oh, burn.
What?
Burn.
Total burn.
See, like he's stuck.
I'll give you a minute.
He tripped on the dismount. He tripped on the dismount, and then he had to keep going, and it was just a crash and burn. Gibby, wasn't Webster the winner last week?
Was it Webster? I don't remember.
Because I think it was. And if that's the case, you look so dumb. Oh, you look so dumb.
Was it Webster?
Woody's so dumb.
I forgot what the last.
Oh, Woody's so dumb and ugly.
I don't know. I'm totally blanking
ugly
on what last week was.
And Woody.
You're half right. You're half right. I'm ugly.
All right. Woody, thanks for the call, buddy. Have a good rest of the day, man.
That's brutal.
So many quips. Brutal. You're right. It's just brutal. All right. Let's whip through some real quick. 252-WCMF. Jay, where are they whining?
Brockport.
Why Brockport?
Like I said last week, hipster douchebags that work at Wegmans and Walmart out there don't want to do anything.
Okay, Jay.
Rockport.
Thanks, Jay. Nope. 252-WCMF. Bill, where are they whining, buddy?
Mendon.
Why Mendon?
There's no other buddy else to pick.
There's no anybody else to pick. I hate this game so much. Bill, thanks for the call. 252-WCMF. Cody, where are they whining?
They whining in the big fat Vic, just like the one your mom was whining on last night.
Well, my mom was getting plowed by a 70-year-old man?
Yes.
Okay. Cody, we got you for Victor, buddy. Thank you. Victor, let me write that down. All right, and we will wrap it up.
We got
last week's winner. Ladies and gentlemen.
Maybe he can remind us of what
he picked
last week. Yeah.
Ladies and gentlemen, 252-WCMF, live from Ben's dark, smelly hole.
Oh, boy.
Caleb's got the last word. Caleb, what was the winner last week?
It was Fairport.
Fairport. Damn.
Yeah, right.
All right.
Oh, I remember.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, Ben looks pretty stupid, doesn't he? All right, Caleb, where are they whining, buddy?
Well, in true Ben Hole fashion, I'm going to say this is a cranky old man living in Canandaigua.
Why Canandaigua?
I just feel like it fits the bill.
All right.
No pun intended.
Bye, Caleb. All right. I hate all of you.
Okay.
I hate this game.
Yeah.
Why we invented this. Kimmy, this is Kimmy's fault. She brought this into the world.
Yeah, I didn't think this would be what it's become.
It's like Gremlins when, you know, all of a sudden this thing is now unleashed and there's nothing
we
can do
wet.
About it. Yeah. We fed it after midnight. All right. Let's recap.
Right.
Tommy's in Greece. I am in Gates. Ben is in Fairport. Barber is in Chi-Lai. Chris is in Irondequoit. Joe chose Spencerport. I'm now getting a map of all of the grocery stores in Spencerport.
Oh, good.
In fact, Laura writes, you know the big plaza in Spencerport? Tops has been there for decades. Was a smaller grocery store before that, but it's always been there. Jeff is in Bedfield. Armand disqualified himself because he broke his nose. I don't know how those things correlate.
Yeah.
Christine, Henrietta. Woody chose Webster. Because I know you went to summer school, but I know you went to home summer school. Jay is in Brockport. Bill is in Mendon because there's no other towns left, even though Caleb then chose Victor, or Cody then chose Victor, and Caleb then chose Canandaigua. Are we ready?
We're ready. Let's do it.
Let's do it. I feel good. Come on, boys. Come on. Spencerport. Yates. Henrietta. Where? Need it. Need it.
Whining.
Need it.
If you hated this game before.
No, 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 no.
You're really going to hate it today.
No.
Ooh, that bad, huh?
because somebody is the new holder of the WCMF Where They Whine and belt.
Who is it, Kimmy?
Because they whining in Greece.
Home of Krusty Fizuk. Thank you, Mr. Fizuk.
Which I believe now number one, Tommy baby. Is now tied number with one. Armand for the most stars on the board.
You pick the biggest town. Isn't that your bitch every week?
Oh, yes, you pick it all the
you
time.
Pick the biggest, I didn't have all an opportunity to pick it because you picked it first because you always go first.
You got to pick it first. I'm upset. I'm going to just cry into my little red hat today.
Why would I cry into my hat? How would that down, even? That doesn't even make sense. That doesn't even make sense to stop big enough face. To pull it down over my eyes. Shut up. God damn it. I hate this game so
much. How many stars do I have? Six?
So you have, six stars.
Six banger.
Six stars.
Damn. Six bangaroos. Not even my record. Feels good to be the champ.
Sorry. The game was over before it even started.
Look at that, man. But I got to go next week.
No, what did you just say?
I got to go last next week.
Last week.
You know what I said.
I love how she translated. You did that. You just made noises. I got to go last week.
I got to go last.
He's in Ben's hole.
Yeah.
All right, great.
Into the hole he goes.
Thank you, everyone.
Shut up. Take a break.
Ark Raiders, a multiplayer extraction adventure game where most of humanity shelters underground. But Raiders rise to the surface in search of something greater. In the Rust Belt, danger isn't the end of the story. It's the beginning of the adventure. Every journey above ground is a gamble against the relentless machines of Ark and rival raiders chasing the same dream. Explore a lethal yet vibrant world scarred by old conflicts and reclaimed by nature, where shifting conditions make every high-stakes run unpredictable. Ark Raiders. Available now on PlayStation 5, Xbox Series X, S, and PC. Rated T for teen.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. You bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You're hanging out in the break room. Rochester's Classic Rock, 96.5 WCMF. We'll jump right into it. Out in Avon the other night, Friday night, there was a traffic stop.
Yeah.
And the police pulled over a 37-year-old man around 8 p.m. And during the stop, they learned that this man had his license revoked 32 times.
At 37.
37 years old. Yeah. License revoked 32 times. He was five short, Kimmy, a one for every year of his life, according to police. So he was taken into custody, charged with felony aggravated unlicensed operation of a motor vehicle, along with other traffic offenses.
Yeah.
He was processed at the jail. He's got a court date coming up. We normally don't say the name of people accused of crime on the show because they're just accused. You know how things can run away with
them. Sure.
And I want everyone to keep in mind, these are just allegations. He is not guilty of the charges he's facing right now. But this man's name, it makes us necessary. We have to say it.
Okay.
Because the only reason he may be in this alleged situation is because of his name.
It drove him to it?
This happened
to
37-year-old Willie Nash.
Willie what?
Willie Nash.
Willie Nash.
Willie Nash.
Okay. I don't think I've ever met a Nash.
You haven't. Because this man's one of a kind.
Okay.
He's a movie character.
Yes. If you name your son Willie Nash, you have to understand that at some point, there was going to be a run-in with the cops. That is a great name. Willie Nash.
Yeah.
It's also the name of a man who may do just enough wrong to end up dealing with law enforcement.
Look at that.
He'll steal your heart, he'll break it, and he'll let the cops...
Nash on the run. Yeah.
Nash on the run. He wouldn't be a hardened criminal. Willie Nash is not the name of a hardened criminal. That's not what you
He's
get.
He's not a violent guy.
No. Willie Nash is not. It doesn't sound like a violent
He's
man.
He's only a danger to himself.
You got it. And the hearts of women across the greater Rochester area. But if you got a tractor trailer full of Coors, you're trying to get... east of the Rockies in a short period of time.
Oh, he's banded.
Simply Google any Willie Nashes that exist in America, and they will be able to help you out with this.
Isn't he coming to Stars and Guitars tomorrow?
How have you worked here for 30 years?
You still can't get the name right.
Guitars and Stars. No, you said Stars and Guitars.
Well, the star should come before the guitar. It's not the guitar, then the star.
They're not a star without the guitar. Guitar and Star.
Yeah, but you can't just have a guitar on stage. You need a star.
Yeah, you need the guitar, then the star.
Well, Willie Nash doesn't play that way.
I also want to point out that his name is stated in the story as Willie Nash.
Yeah.
That's not like a nickname, I'm guessing. That could be his actual birth name.
It could be, yeah. It's not William Nash was not arrested. Willie Nash.
He also sounds like a stock car racer.
You're right. Yeah. Like he came in third place in Talladega. Oh, yeah. I'm sorry. Yeah.
Either way.
If there's a bar fight that you need backup for, whatever town you are in, jump on Facebook, friend the closest Willie Nash to you, and that man will sprint as hard as he can to take care of you, son. And
he's
you know,
got some rough knuckles.
All he wants in exchange? Pass Blue Ribbon. Like, Willie Nash is the kind of guy you would meet and automatically assume he is mystery cool.
Right. Yeah. He's a legend in his own town.
Yes, if I met a guy, I don't care what he looks like, and they go, hi, my name's Willie Nash. I know you got a history, man. Like, there's a story. There are three stories you're going to tell where in the middle of them, I'm going to go, no. No. There's an alligator involved in some of them, right?
Some kind of reptile.
Yeah, you got it. There's bike parts involved in some of them. Right. Willie Nash, you know he owns a leather duster.
Oh, you mean the actual leather duster?
Yeah.
Yes. Yeah, the full-length duster, yeah.
You know he has at least...
The ZZ Top duster.
He's got at least two pair of boots made out of snakes.
Right. Damn.
Right? He owns several bolo ties. That is Willie Nash.
So he's like a Western Nash.
I think if you're a Nash, you have to be a little bit Western.
Yeah, you've been out West. All right.
By the way,
a Willie, you have to be a little Western.
Thank you.
Yeah.
If anyone knows Willie Nash, do not send me a picture of him because I want...
Don't ruin it for
us. I want the Willie Nash.
He's like a complete bow tie nerd.
No. Well, you wouldn't have 32
caught
license.
Speeding.
Yeah. No, I
or
want...
other things, who knows.
I want the Willie Nash that exists in my mind.
But you want a nice rough boy.
Well, yeah.
I also want to know what car he drives.
Oh, a duster.
He wears a duster driving
a duster.
Everything about his life, dusty.
He's brought it to shoulder and at the hip, and Willie don't take no lip. Shoot a back spit.
252 WCMF. We're talking about this 37-year-old man who was pulled over in Livingston County on Friday night out in Avon. When he was pulled over, police discovered his license had been revoked 32 times.
I bet you TJ dated him in high school down the hall.
Oh, it's TJ and Willie, homecoming king and queen. He's wearing one of his two pair of snake boots and his duster and his bolo tie. You were saying, Jimmy, I'm sorry. All right.
Ark Raiders, a multiplayer extraction adventure game where most of humanity shelters underground. But Raiders rise to the surface in search of something greater. In the Rust Belt, danger isn't the end of the story. It's the beginning of the adventure. Every journey above ground is a gamble against the relentless machines of Ark and rival Raiders chasing the same dream. Explore a lethal yet vibrant world scarred by old conflicts and reclaimed by nature, where shifting conditions make every high-stakes run unpredictable. Ark Raiders. Available now on PlayStation 5, Xbox Series X, S, and PC. Rated T for Teen.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365.
Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
Think advertising on TikTok isn't for your business? Think again.
With TikTok ads, we went from 250,000 downloads to over 1 million downloads in less than a year.
I'm Eve.
I'm Anam, and we're the co-founders of Alinea.
Alinea Invest is an investing app for Gen Z.
We run 50 new ads per week with 3 variations thanks to TikTok's Smart Plus campaigns. If you're not advertising on TikTok, you're missing out.
Drive more app downloads only on TikTok. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.